This is the Valley Outdoors show producer, Action Jack Caldwell here. Eric Olson and Don Cleaver will join us here in just a moment. Boy, we have a lot to get to on the show. We are going to be talking about pan fishing, harvest slot Mille Lacs, shooting tips, bird hunting tips, a marlin record, and of course, at the tail end of the show, we'll announce our fishing contest winners. All coming up for you on today's edition of the Valley Outdoors. Don and Eric are back to fire up the show in a moment.
Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Great to have you guys back with us. Don, we've got a big show today.
Yep. Ding. We're going to be talking a little bit later. Who's going fishing with us?
Who's going fishing? Going to announce the winners at the last end of the show today. We're going to announce the winners. And I'm pretty excited, Don. I got to tell you.
Yeah, it can't come soon enough. It's a great time, and I'm sure the folks going along are going to enjoy it too.
No, they definitely will. I know that the last year's trip, everybody was super excited about going, and it really worked well for everybody. We had a lot of fun and caught some fish on top of it, so that really is what made it good. And today's a little conversation I wanted to have, Don. It's, you know, last couple of weeks, I know, talked to a lot of buddies of mine. They've been out various lakes and rivers around the Midwest, and fishing at this time difficult. And certain bodies of water, obviously Green Bay is a little bit different, but you can get some tough bites going on right now. It's just kind of the dog days of summer. And one of the things that I found on the river that really is kind of refreshing and kind of fun is the fact that panfish, you may not be catching pike, you may not be catching walleye. You can catch catfish, but you can definitely catch pike, which really, really kind of fits in with whether you're young or old, doesn't matter. You can have a lot of fun catching panfish. And, you know, a lot of times it's you're not affected by the wind because you're going to be in off little out-of-the-way spots. You're not going to be out in the middle of the lake. And it really kind of was fun when I went out. And you can either go with a float, which is obviously more fun for kids.
Sure.
Or if you're in a situation where there's timber where I was, the float helped a lot as far as really kind of figuring out what's the best depth. But if you're really looking at getting the going after some of those fish that are a little bit more lazy, maybe some of the bigger crappies, really look at doing without that bobber in those situations in the timber. You can really vary the presentation. And I'll tell you, Don, it was outstanding. Really had a good time. Have some minnows with you. Have some worms. Those are the two things. And regular old angleworms, and they love it. Mm-hmm. My go-to is the white cubby jig. I got to tell you, that little white with a pink head, or red, believe it or not, with a black head, worked really quite well at the same time. So really kind of fun. Get the kids out. And if you're having a struggle of a day, go into some trees, find some deeper trees. Drop those bobbers down there, put the Minn Kota on spot lock, and just have some fun with it. It really is it's a good time. I don't know if you've done that lately, Don?
Well, I haven't actually done it lately. I like a flu-flu, a little white with a red head, flu-flu.
Yep.
And that seems to work well. I did talk to some friends of mine, and boy, they had a nice bag of large bluegills and some crappies mixed in with it as well, just in the last week. So,
yeah, it
same kind of scenario.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean your day is shot either, because I talked to a lot of buddies of mine. They call me, "What am I going to do?" I said, "Go find some trees, some laydowns, and just tie up to the tree if you want, and just put the bobbers down." And sure enough, they give me a call back at the end of the day. "You saved the day! Thank goodness! That's right. Awesome!" So
I mean, even if you've ever been out, you know, off the end of your dock, you know, for those folks that have maybe a cabin or a fishing dock available to them, you can see the fish. Or if you look straight down, they're usually looking at you.
Well, and under any of those docks, it really gets to be a pretty neat deal, because you can get bass, you can get crappie, you can get pike. You just don't know what you're going to hit. Exactly. So you just don't know what you're going to get. So, yeah, just make sure you get, don't necessarily stick with one species if it's not working. Be open to change that kind of difference in presentation. Play the game and bring home some fish and eat some. That's right. Fun. I like that. Real quickly, harvesting slot for Mille Lacs has been relaxed for the fall walleye season, and fall walleye and the harvest slot beginning Thursday, September 1st. They announced that one fish limit will resume, and they'll have one walleye 20 to 23 inches or one longer over 26 inches. And that's 6 a.m. to midnight. And the original walleye harvest was one fish 20 to 23 and one longer than 28. So they really changed it a fair amount. And that's a good thing. And, of course, that was due to the lower catch rate, Don.
Sure.
There's a lot less walleye that they had caught this year. So it really reflected in that increased capability. Still only one fish, but one between that 20 to 22. And then, of course, the over 26 is a nice little addition to it.
Right.
And so actually 20 to 23 inches, I apologize, 3-inch slot.
Right.
And they're going to keep on that and looking at it. And they said with the actual state angler catch rates and harvest significantly lower, they are adjusting the regulation to provide more opportunity without significant risk to long-term sustainability of the Mille Lacs walleye population. And other population or other regulations have not changed. That will stay the same. And walleye regulations for winter begins December 1st. So I think that's a good indication, Don, and I think we have to keep following that. I think we're going to see that.
Well, eventually that will have a huge impact on the fishery as time goes on. If they can maintain that, I think it'll get back to normal.
I hope so. I know we've had a number of years, and it all depends on the take and what time of year the fish are being pulled. I know on the Mississippi River, pool 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I believe it is, with the rate change, it's going to be a big help for them, and really looking forward to seeing it several years down the road.
Sure.
All that population. So, well, stay tuned, folks. We're going to be right back, and we've got some cool stories coming up, and we are going to be doing that drawing at the end of the show, so stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors.